Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hey everyone, my co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. Many years ago, I learned about the dangers of radon, so I had someone come to my house and I had it tested. But luckily, you know, luckily, my house was pretty safe. It was in the safe zone. But we thought we would talk about radon today. You know, what is radon? Why is it dangerous? How can we test for it? And then how can we remedy our home if our levels aren't safe or are too high? So to help us educate us on this important topic is Lisa Barris, the Queen of Green. And she just said something really funny to me before we went online. And Lisa, I really want you to repeat that because that was pretty funny and you made me laugh.
It's so many toxins, so little time. Like I've been a guest on the show, and it's mind-boggling sometimes when I think about all the toxins we've covered and how important it is for people to listen to all of this, because I do this for a living. I research toxins in your home and in your life every day, and Andrea, you do it as well, and especially with food. And, you know, it's just so important, every little bit that we do to reduce our toxic exposure matters. It does make a difference, mm-hmm. every little bit. Mm-hmm, but bringing totally. Us to radon today, which is something that so many people overlook, and so I'm glad we're talking about it today. It is a known human carcinogen, meaning it is directly linked to causing cancer, and it's a serious health danger to people who are exposed to it. What most people don't know about radon is it's the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, and the second leading cause of cancer among smokers. And, you know, you hear about someone getting lung cancer, and the first thing you ask is, did they smoke? You know, right. But we don't so think true. About radon in our homes. And what's crazy is, according to the EPA, it's actually led to lung cancer surpassing breast cancer as the number one cause of death among women today. And that's another thing. There's just so much attention on breast cancer, and that is so important as well. But we really need to start to pay attention to these invisible threats lurking in our home. Radon is actually colorless, odorless, and tasteless. So most people aren't going to test if they don't see an immediate, you know, health effect from it, or they can't actually see this toxin. And I'm impressed that you had your home tested, Andrea, because a lot of people don't go above and do that.
Oh, when I moved into my new house, that was one of the first tests I had done. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes when you're in a market where houses go really quickly, you don't have, because it takes time. It takes, is it 24 or 48 hours for the test to actually happen. And you have to put it in the basement. And generally, it's, you know, in the basement. I guess, Lisa, you could talk about where radon is found. And I'm guessing it's in the home, but concentrated more on the lower levels. And
that's exactly right.
But that was one of the first thing I had tested was my house was radon. So, yes,
Important. Very important. So radon, just to give you a background, it's a gas, and it's a byproduct of the decomposition of uranium. Uranium is naturally occurring in the soil, but what happens, and it's found in the rock and the soil and the water, what happens when it breaks down is it seeps up through the soil and comes into these cracks and crevices in our homes. So, and we all have cracks and crevices in our concrete, and that's why basements are of particular concern, because it'll come to the lower levels first. So even if you don't have a basement, but you're in a multi-level home, it's that lower level that's going to have the highest levels, you know, if you have a problem when you test. So like I said, it's undetectable to our senses, so you need to be proactive. And one of the issues with it is lack of circulation and ventilation in your home, which will cause the radon to sort of build up and create high levels in the home. So just as a general rule of thumb, and this isn't a mitigation technique if you have high radon levels, but opening your windows and getting good ventilation in your home is something that I always advise. It's good for your health. It's good for, you know, unless you have outdoor allergies, you need to be doing that. You need to be airing out your home, not just for radon, but for pollutants as well.
And which I think that's great.
Occasionally, you've probably heard of countertops as well being high in
granite.
Granite is so popular right now. You know, I do want to say that this doesn't tend to be the main issue. Yes, some granites can be high in radon emissions depending on, you know, the radioactive elements that they found in the stone, where it was quarried and how it was finished and sealed and all of those things. You can have one slab that's completely perfect and another slab that has high levels. However, because think about your granite countertop in your kitchen area where your home is really well ventilated, that's typically not going to have a really high level. But if you are concerned about your granite, you can hire a professional to come and test. They'll use maybe a Geiger counter There are do-it-yourself mm-hmm. test kits that you can do. The EPA does not recommend that you do it yourself, just because you can get false readings and things like that. But I did want to mention granite countertops, because that came up in the news and everyone was panicked about it. And I do want to emphasize, it's not usually the main issue. The issue is the granite coming from, you know, beneath the soil and into our homes.
Yeah, the
and
radar.
Of course,
you know,
the health.
Lisa, go ahead. Just a quick thing also, like for people, let's say you have an older home and your windows are sealed shut or they're painted shut and you can't ventilate it. What are other ways that people can ventilate their house? I don't know if we ever talked about it, but I used to have in my old house an HRV system, a heat recovery ventilator. What mm-hmm. do you think about those?
Yeah, they actually use mitigation techniques that would be that exact, what you just said, the heat recovery ventilator and a sub-slab depressurization. And other sealing techniques that they will do if they find out you have a problem. And what they're basically, they'll put in like special vents in the ground that actually vent the air to the outside so it's not coming up through your home. But again, okay. Going back to how do you know? How do you know if you have an issue? Because, you know, it does lead to lung cancer. However, you might not get symptoms or lung cancer for 5 to 25 years after you've been exposed. So, again, if you do one thing after this call, test your home for radon. And you can go to your state radon contact. Okay, the EPA works with the National Radon Program through Kansas State University, and they have radon test kits available that you can get at sosradon.org, sosradon.org. And these are really affordable. You can do them yourself. You will have to seal up your home. I don't know if you remember that doing that, Andrea, but you'll be sealing up all the windows because it's collecting the air for like 48 hours to run your test. Mm-hmm. And that will just get sent into the lab and you'll get your results. You can also get tests at your Home Depot and even Target. I mean, I've seen test kits everywhere, but I would work through the EPA one or your local radon, go through your state radon department and or the Lung USA, the American Lung Association also offers test kits.
I think the home test kits, Lisa, I mean, I know from what I remember, the home test kits, they might be a cheaper option. And maybe that's a good place to start if somebody doesn't want to invest, let's say, you know, a few $100 to have someone come in and test it. You could start off with, let's say, the cheaper items that you can buy online. If you notice that you do get a reading that's high or higher, which I do want you to tell us what those reading levels should be and where they should be at, then maybe they can invest in somebody, you know, coming into their home. Maybe it's a good place to start.
Okay. You need, according to the EPA, you need to remediate if your level comes in at 4 picocuries per liter or higher of radon in the air. That might sound technical, but it's not. But it will tell you in the test. So when you do the do-it-yourself test, you're going to get that reading back. If it's higher than 4 picocuries per liter, you need to mitigate. And you can go to epa.gov/radon/radontest.html to find contractors, state radon contractors in your area. And there's also a map, which I do recommend everybody checks out. It's an EPA a map of the radon zones across the country where you can actually visually look to see if you're in a hot zone and if you should test. And go to the epa.gov/radon website to find that information.
That's a really good point, Lisa, the fact that, you know, there's different states that have different levels of radons. And I would guess if you live in one of those states, would home inspectors tell you that you're in a high radon zone?
Yeah, I mean, a good home inspector should definitely tell you that. Don't forget, radon's been found in every state across the country, and one out of every 15 homes in the U.S. has elevated radon levels. So you could be living in a home right now and not even know it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for those of you who are listening, please go and get your house tested. Like I said, you can go online, buy, you know, something online, a machine online, and or go to Lisa's, the website Lisa recommended. Lisa, you said it was sosradon.com, right?
Radon.org.
Radon.org. Okay,
yeah.
Good thing. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa, for being on our show today. It's a very important topic and one that I think will help a lot of people. You can learn more about Lisa at ronandlisa.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at ronandlisa. I'm Andrew Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and please test your house for radon. Stay well.